I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Bear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra News. Well, the City of Bishop Parks and Recreation Commission meeting is today at 6 p.m. City Council Chambers, 301 West Line Street. This is your opportunity to make your voice heard on the Park Planning Committee. Also tonight at 6:30 p.m., available on Zoom if you don't want to go in person at nih.org/HHLT. There will be the Know the Risks, Act Early, Colorectal Cancer, and the Importance of Screening. It will be featuring Dr. Robin Cromer Tyler, MD, and Allison J. Robinson, MD. If you'd like to go in person, the event will be taking place at NIHD Birch Street Annex, which is at 2957 Birch Street in Bishop, California. Well, spring has sprung, and Mammoth Town's Public Works Department is busy throughout the community. Beginning yesterday, crews started working to replace a faulty electrical pedestal for the stoplight at Old Mammoth Road and Meridian Boulevard intersection. The stoplight will be off during the work, and the intersection will operate as a four-way stop with flashing stopping signs in place. Work is expected to be completed this afternoon. Additionally, from now until March 27th, crews will be repairing the irrigation system on Old Mammoth Road. This work may impact streets and sidewalks on Old Mammoth Road and adjacent cross streets between Tavern Road and Mammoth Creek Park. Traffic control will be in place for any required detours. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors amended agenda is now available for the regular meeting on March 31st, 2026, on our website at sierrawave.net for those interested in knowing what is happening in the Inyo County Board of Supervisors meeting this next week. Let's wrap things up with the National Park Service is seeking public input on a proposal to repair sections of South Eureka Valley Road and improve the Eureka Dunes Backcountry Campground in Death Valley National Park. Recent flooding events, including storms associated with Hurricane Hillary 2023, damaged portions of the unpaved road and surrounding infrastructure. Temporary repairs allowed the road to reopen, but some sections remain narrow and unstable. The proposed project would improve visitor safety, restore the road corridor, and help protect sensitive desert resources near Eureka Dunes. At approximately 680 feet tall, Eureka Dunes are the tallest sand dunes in California and are designated as a national natural landmark. The area supports several rare plant species that can be harmed by off-road vehicle use. Flood damage and deep sand deposits along with the road have led some drivers to bypass difficult sections, creating unauthorized vehicle tracks outside the roadway. To service these issues, the National Park Service is considering actions that include adding aggregate to soft road sections, regrading portions of the road to improve drainage, installing berms to discourage off-road driving, repairing deep sand areas that trap vehicles, installing informational signage. The proposal also includes potential improvements to Eureka Dunes Backcountry Campground, such as clear campsite delineation, improved restroom facilities, and restoration of areas impacted by illegal camping. National Park Service is conducting an environmental review under the National Environmental Policy Act. The public can review the proposal and provide comments at parkplanning.mps.gov/Eureka Planning. Comments received during this period will help inform the development of the environmental assessment. You can see images of the dunes related to this article at sierrawave.net. For more news, you can go to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on X. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.